It's time now for high school basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse. Tonight's action can be streamed online at mscsports.net or on our mobile app. Download the free MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store. Now, let's head courtside for today's play-by-play coverage.
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're still dialed in 96.9 The Pulse alongside Ray Penning, our studio producer. Brandon Tadman with you. We are in Emporia inside White Auditorium. Boys Class 2A State Tournament Semifinal just moments away from tipping off, featuring number one seed, number one ranked, and the defending champs Sterling, as they'll take on number nine ranked and the five seed representing the Big East League. That is the Bears of St. Mary's. We're excited to bring you this one here tonight. Winner moves on to the state championship game tomorrow night. And the other semifinal will follow this one here in Emporia with Berean Academy and St. Mary's Colgan. We'll step aside for a quick timeout, dive into both teams, get you set for the starting lineups and the opening tip-off. Boys, Class 2A semifinal action. It's Sterling and St. Mary's. It's coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your Internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community. Close to home.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. If you want genetics that adds pounds and profit, it's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory. It is presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We got Ray Penning. I'm Brandon Tadman. We're dialed in on the Pulse 96.9 Boys Class 2A semifinal matchup here inside White Auditorium in Emporia, Kansas. Number one seed and number one ranked, the Sterling Black Bears, defending 2A state champs, taking on number nine ranked and the five seed here in the semis. It is the St. Mary's Bears. So you got Black Bears, V Bears here in this semifinal. The other semi later on tonight, Berean Academy and St. Mary's Colgan. Well, for Sterling, again, defending champs coming to the matchup here tonight, undefeated, unblemished. They are 26-0 on the year, just one of four undefeated teams left across all classifications in the state, joining Capen in 5A, plus Atchison and Rock Creek in 4A. And this Sterling team, they have been dominant from the jump, and they were dominant in their quarterfinal win Wednesday against Douglas. That final score was 77-29. Sterling, it's their seventh semifinal appearance in school history and looking for their fourth appearance in a state championship game, looking for title number three in boys basketball. and looking to go back-to-back, as the other title before last year was 2012. Now on the other side for St. Mary's, the record at 20-7, the 5 seed in the field, number 9 ranked in the state. They took care of the 5 seed Thomas More Prep, or the 4 seed, I should say, Thomas More Prep in Salina on Wednesday. That final score was 60-44, getting the Bears to this semifinal here in Emporia. Well, excited to bring it to you for St. Mary's, their fourth ever semifinal appearance. And just like Sterling on that side of it, looking for their fourth trip to the state title game in school history. It's Black Bears v. Bears on the Pulse, and let's get you the starting lineups for this one here tonight at White Auditorium in Emporia. We'll start with the road team on the scoreboard. That is the St. Mary's Bears. Under head coach Will Spradling, their record is 20-7 on the season. Jace Hurla, 5'9 junior point guard, averaging 10 points and 4 rebounds a game. Ben DeVader, the 5'11 senior, he has had a sensational career, averaging over 20 points and 4 rebounds a game. On the wing, you got Killian McCann, a 5'11 senior, averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds a game. Zach Summers, also on the wing, a 6'3 senior, 10 points, 5 rebounds a game. And then Lewis Archer, 6'5 senior forward, he is averaging 9 points and 6 rebounds a game. So again, for head coach Will Spradling and the St. Mary's Bears in this semifinal game tonight in Emporia, Jace Hurla, Ben DeVader, Killian McCann, Zach Summers, and Lewis Archer. For the number one seed, number one ranked and defending champs, the Sterling Black Bears at 26-0 under head coach Derek Schneider. Blake Smith, a 6-foot senior, averaging north of 13 points per game. Zane Farney in the backcourt, he is a 6-foot senior, 6.6 points a contest. On the wing, you got Wyatt Newberry, a 5'10 senior, at 7 points a contest. You also got Jacob Lewis, he is a 6'1 sophomore guard at 10.7 points a game. And one of the best in the state, Boston Eckert, a 6'6 senior forward. First team All-State last season, he is averaging a meaty 22 points and 7 rebounds a game for the Black Bears. So again, for Sterling in this semifinal tilt tonight, it is Blake Smith, Zane Farney, Wyatt Newberry, Jacob Lewis, and Boston Eckert. Thank you so much for joining us here again on the Pulse. You are listening to the Giant Communications and JVN Telephone Company Road. It's a glory presented by Giant Mobile, right here on the Pulse and the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tam at courtside with you in Emporia, inside the beautiful White Auditorium. Great crowd is on hand for this one here today. Winner moves on to the state championship game tomorrow night inside this facility. And the other semifinal following this one here tonight will be Berean Academy and St. Mary's Colgan. Well, for St. Mary's again, 20 wins and 7 losses. They have won 5 straight, 6 of their last 7. Very impressive win in the quarterfinals on Wednesday over Thomas More Prep, 60-44. And Sterling, they have just been so dominant all year. Defending champs, 23-3 last year. So if you plug that together with what they have done this season, they have won 49 of their last 52 games, going back to the start of last season. St. Mary's in the all-road blue uniforms, white numerals and lettering. Sterling in the all-white uniforms. They got black numerals and lettering. Bears of St. Mary's and the Black Bears of Sterling. Trip to the 2A state championship game is on the line. Here we go. It's Eckert against Archer on the jump. And the road team on the board, the St. Mary's Bears from left to right as we sit courtside. The opening possession on offense in this 2A semifinal. Beautiful spin move. Eckert blocks it at the rim. That was a great play by Summers. Eckert there to swat it off the back iron. Here's Sterling's first possession. They average 74 points a game. They get a baseline drive. Now coming in from the right corner, banking it off the window. That's well done for Wyatt Newberry. So Newberry gets Sterling on the board. 2-0. We're 30 seconds into the game. Straight away up top, Summers. Right side to Archer. Man-to-man here for Sterling to start. Here's Ben DeVader working and navigating around the arc. Has it up top. Gets to the right elbow. Now Summers into the corner with Hurla. Hurla back down to the right corner. Good defense here so far, man-to-man. Here is a heavily contested three, and it is good for Ben DeVader from the right wing. St. Mary's their first lead at 3-2. We've played a minute in this game. Sterling back up the floor right to left here, operating on offense in the first half. Here's Farney spinning in the lane, losing, now shoveling to Newberry in the corner for three. This one off the back 10. Long rebound, though, for the Black Bears. They get a second chance opportunity here, and they'll reset up top with Zane Farney, the 6-foot senior. Right side of the floor, Jacob Lewis. DeBater knocked to the floor, but he gets up. Correction, that was McCann now settling in. Here's Zecker to baseline drive, drawing some contact, doesn't get the whistle. Lewis Archer navigates that rebound for St. Mary's. St. Mary's leading it 3-2, 90 seconds into the game. Right now on the right wing, Herlub, top Archer, left side, teeing it up. Zach Summers a three, that's an air ball. Sterling the rebound on the backside with Farney, and then Farney on the center circle, middle of the floor. He's going to be bumped and fouled at 6:17 to go in the opening quarter. First foul of the game going against St. Mary's, and that is Jace Hurla, the 5'9 junior. So Sterling chucks it in, far side of the floor. Here is Zane Farney in between the rings out high. Chest pass left, Eckert on the wing. Good size at 6'6, averaging 22-7 per contest. They go left side, St. Mary's also going man-to-man. Archer got a piece of it inside, good defense, and then DeBater got knocked to the floor on the rebound attempt and a foul going against Sterling. Sterling's first foul against the 6'1 sophomore, Jacob Lewis. So both teams a foul apiece. 2 minutes into the game, St. Mary's leading Sterling 3-2 here on the Pulse. Right back up the floor, left to right, Jace Hurla down the middle of the floor. Being picked up right at midcourt by Jacob Lewis. Hurla still on the dribble. Up top, navigating a little more to his left. Dumps it on the wing to Zach Summers. Dribbling towards the corner, backing it up top here, middle of the floor, to Archer, who goes left to Hurla. Little two-man game. Sterling defends it well on the perimeter. Hurla driving, gets to the left elbow. Now to Vader, right side. Little ball fake, step back. Three is short, but they're going to say he stepped out of bounds on the sideline here, and a turnover by St. Mary's. St. Mary's turning it over. They lead it 3-2 as we play 2.5 minutes in this opening quarter. Boys Class 2A state semifinal matchup here in Emporia tonight. St. Mary's and the defending champ Sterling. Here's a nice move and bumps, and Blake Smith losing it, and then Sterling gets it right back as it's deflected near midcourt. Sterling resets. It's Farney right side on the wing. Straight away, it's Eckert. He'll go to work. He got it knocked away on the drive in. Out of bounds underneath. It'll stay here with Sterling at 5:10 to go in the opening quarter with St. Mary's leading 3-2. Ben DeBater a three early for St. Mary's. The two by Wyatt Newberry. Here's Eckert in the post, turning and facing on Archer. Great defense, kick out for Blake Smith. A three, hit the rim, fell off, no. And a rebound collected by Jace Hurla for St. Mary's. The Bears and Black Bears. It's going to be fun to call those two here tonight. Nice, beautiful feed inside. Getting behind the defense with Killian McCann. A 5-2 St. Mary's lead. 4:45 to go here in the opening quarter. Here's 6'6 Eckert, left wing. They get it right side of the floor to Jacob Lewis. Lewis looking for a cut. Here's Blake Smith. He'll navigate, he'll flip, and he'll collect one for two. Nice finish underneath by Blake Smith, and he's got his first two tonight. It is 5-4 St. Mary's. 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's Hurley across the midcourt line, right side to Summers. Archer up top. Now McCann, another beautiful offensive set, and collecting one up and in for two with the left hand was Zach Summers. Boy, St. Mary's watching them, and they just run beautiful offense under head coach Will Spradling. They lead it 7-4. About the halfway point here in this opening quarter. Here's a drive by Farney, gets to the rim, but a foul against St. Mary's. It's going to be on the floor. It'll be team foul number two, and the first foul against Killian McCann. Get our first sub in for Sterling. They'll bring on Cameron Morris, the 6'1 junior. 4:03 to go in this opening quarter. 7-4, St. Mary's in front. Lob it into the backcourt here with Farney. Being guarded by DeVader. Left side, Eckert on the wing. Back up top to Farney. He's on the right wing, going to work. Tacks the rack, shot no good, but a foul. And free throws coming for Zane Farney. At 3:53 to go here in the first. First foul on Ben DeVader. Third team foul against St. Mary's. So here's the 6-foot senior, Zane Farney, at the line for Sterling. And his first free throw is strong, no good. Well, of course, Sterling won the 1A football championship in the fall. Zane Farney had 279 rushing yards and three touchdowns against Rossville in that title game. But he goes 0-for-2 at the line here, and a rebound for St. Mary's. St. Mary's still holding that 7-4 lead, 3:45 to go here in the opening quarter. Right side, it is Summers, kicking it straight away. DeVader, a three, missing off the right rim. And a rebound for Sterling. Here comes Zane Farney up the floor, good pace. Right side, Newberry back up top here to Farney. And between the rings out high, left side, Eckert on the wing. Thought about it, closed out there by Archer. Long pass high right on the wing. Under 3.5 minutes to go again. No shot clock here at this point at this level. Here's a straightaway three by Jacob Lewis off the front iron. And another rebound here collected by DeVader. Long pass Hurla into the front court left side. Now Archer left wing. Picks it up there. Straightaway here. It is Zach Summers. Right side DeVader pulling up. Difficult 19-footer. That's an air ball. But right place, right time. Killian McCann for an offensive rebound. Summers attacking. Missing up close. And Sterling clears it away with Cam Morris. Morris leading the break. Layup good in transition. Jacob Lewis for two. This Sterling team so athletic. Both teams really got great athleticism across the board. St. Mary's lead cut to one at 7-6. 2:42 to go. Clock moving first quarter. High right on the wing, Zach Summers. Both teams defensively man-to-man here all the way to this point. Here's Archer on the block, trying to go to work. Left-handed turnaround and spinning it in there with touch is Lewis Archer. Four starters have already scored for St. Mary's. Their lead is 9-6, 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. Here's Ecker going to work, right baseline, cut off there by Archer. They get it back between the rings. Here's Farney using the shoulder to create separation. And Farney again getting it back up top. Good defense here by Killian McCann. Left side, Jacob Lewis on the wing. Back up top, Newberry. Right side, Eckert tees it up and splashes home a right side three. Yeah, he might be 6'6", but he can stroke at his first bucket tonight. We're tied at 9, under 2 minutes to go here in the first. Good pace, good action. Here's a drive by Killian McCann. Now right side, Hurla. He'll go baseline, picks it up. Back up top to Archer. Right side on the wing, dumping up top here to Summers, and resetting high left. It has been DeVader. A 9-9 tie, 1:35 to go here in the first quarter. Trying to go one-on-one, and he will splash a tray. Oh, what a play by Ben DeVader. He's got 2 threes and 6 points. Shot it over 6'6", Eckert. 12-9 St. Mary's, 1:20 to go here in the first. Here's Farney straight away. He'll attack. He'll fire up a shot. Are they going to say on the shot? Yes. A foul on St. Mary's. And Farney going to the line to shoot two. They'll get Summers with his first. And St. Mary's team foul number four. So here's Zane Farney back to the line just there a moment ago. Going 0 for 2 in that stint. This one is good. Farney's first point here in this semifinal game. First subs in for St. Mary's. We'll see Lane Smith, the 6-foot senior. And also Landon DeVader taking the spot of Lewis Archer as well as Killian McCann. Farney's second free throw. That one pure. First 2 points for Zane Farney here in this game. 12-11, St. Mary's by one. 1:16 to go here in the opening quarter. The St. Mary's will work its end of the front court here with Ben DeVader near sideline left to right. He's across the midcourt line. Now high right on the wing. Handing it off right there to Summers. First touch here for Landon DeVader. Getting a wide open cutter, and again an easy finish at the rim with the left hand for Zach Summers. He has four. Beautiful offensive sets here throughout the portion of the first quarter. 14-11, St. Mary's by three. Here's Ecker trying to tie it. He does so. Casual stepping into a left side three. Eckert has his second triple and 6 points, so we are knotted up. It's 14-14 at 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Marine Academy, St. Mary's Colgan will be the other semifinalist. Ben DeVader's heating up. That is a right wing three. His third triple of the quarter. He's got nine. 17-14 St. Mary's, 24 seconds and counting, opening 8 minutes. Eckert trying to answer again. This one not there. It's off the heel. Tipped into the hands of Lane Smith. And St. Mary's will slow it down for the final shot here in the opening quarter with 13 ticks remaining. Here's Ben DeVader right at midcourt, being picked up there by Wyatt Newberry. 6 seconds to go. DeVader still has it. About 45 feet away. He'll launch NBA range three, hits the heel, tipped around, rebound Sterling. And that takes us to the end of a very good first quarter here in this game tonight. Trip to the boys' Class 2A state championship game is on the line. Defending champ Sterling trailing St. Mary's after one quarter. Our score is 17-14. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile right here on The Pulse.
When it comes to sports, you need a game plan to win.
Your finances are no different.
When the game is on the line, trust Coach Craig with Game Plan Financial. With 26 years of experience, Coach Craig helps individuals and families build a financial game plan designed to protect what matters most and prepare for the future. And for the first time in a long time, Prudential has a local agent serving the Topeka area once again. So if you're ready to put a solid strategy in place, call Coach Craig today with Game Plan Financial.
That's 785-408-6571.
And start building your financial game plan today.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pinning in studio here on the Pulse, Brandon Tamman with you here in Emporia. Second quarter action, boys class 2A state tournament semifinal. St. Mary's leading it 17-14 over Sterling. And right at the rim, rejected by Landon DeBader. A defensive stop here for St. Mary's to begin this second period. Bears have their first possession in the front court from left to right with a three-point lead. Jace Hurlin navigating out of some trouble in that left side corner. Back up top near midcourt to Ben DeBader, who had three threes and 9 points in that opening 8 minutes. He dumps it off to Lewis Archer. Landon DeBader the touch. Now Hurla. Post touch inside for Lane Smith. He fell to the floor. And they're going to say he's out of bounds for a St. Mary's turnover. Just the second turnover here in the first half for St. Mary's. Not quite 40 seconds into this second quarter. St. Mary's leading at 17-14. Sterling back up the floor right to left with Farney. Straight away up top. Right side Wyatt Newberry on the wing. It's Farney again, thought about it, gets by DeBader, takes it all the way, missing the layup up close, a bunny missed opportunity there for Sterling. Back comes St. Mary's from left to right, leading by three. DeBader, floater from 10, no, nearly banked it in, rebound Eckert for Sterling. Sterling trying to push the pace with Jacob Lewis, shot in transition, good, and one. Jacob Lewis has four and a chance to tie it with the old-fashioned three-point play. St. Mary's foul going against Lewis Archer, his first team foul number one here in the second. So Jacob Lewis at the line. His shot is up, and his free throw is good. He's got five here in the first half, and we're tied up again, 17-17, just north of a minute gone by in the second quarter. Here's Hurla in the front court. Left side pass to Archer on the wing. Goes behind the back with the dribble. Hands it off to Hurla in the corner. He'll navigate through traffic. He'll dump it out. Landon DeBader might have had it blocked at the rim. Here comes Sterling. Trying to break a 17 all tie. And then Blake Smith shoveling it underneath. Jacob Lewis shot up close. No, and it got spun up in there. Might have been knocked in by a bear down low. But the credit will go to Jacob Lewis, who has seven. Sterling retakes the lead. It's 19-17. Not quite 2 minutes into the second quarter. Both teams will have subs. The next dead ball. Here's Landon DeBader. Looking for Smith in the corner, and it's out of bounds for a turnover. Ben DeBader up top saying, let's slow down the pace a touch. We're too sped up. So right back in, Killian McCann, Zach Summers here for St. Mary's. Hurla and Landon DeBader getting breathers right now. Sterling with a 19-17 plus two advantage about 2 minutes into this second quarter. Down the middle of the floor, Zane Farney, right side pass, Blake Smith on the wing. Eckert up top, going to work on Archer. And he uses a lot of strength, gets from straight away to the left block, and he banks it in with the right hand for two. 8 points for Boston Eckert. And a 21-17 Sterling advantage, 2+ minutes into the second here. Right side on the wing, it's Summers, gets a cutting Archer. Eckert in the air, and he draws the foul. Done down low by Lewis Archer. He'll shoot two. And the foul on Boston Eckert, that'll be his first. And team foul number one against Sterling here in the second quarter. So at the line, Lewis Archer, 6'5 senior. Well, what a game he had in the quarterfinals Wednesday against Thomas More Prep. Get you that line in a moment. His first free throw is good. 3 points here in the first half for Lewis Archer. But Wednesday against Thomas More Prep, he had 7 points. 14 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 block shots. Ready to navigate his second free throw here. 21-18, Sterling by 3. 5:44 to go until the halftime break. Second one, and that is nothing but net. 4 points here in the opening half for Lewis Archer. Sterling bringing on another sub here. As Wyatt Newberry's checked back into the game here for the Black Bears. 2 point Sterling lead. They have the possession. 21-19, 5:40 and counting in the first half. Here's Eckert left side on the wing. Finds a cutting. Jacob Lewis gets in the lane. Kicks it right wing. Farney going to work. Eckert left side three. And another one is spun home. Boy, Boston Eckert impressive here in the opening half. He's got 11 and 3 threes. 24-19 Sterling, their largest lead at this point. Archer baseline right, throws it away. That is a tough pass. Sterling trying to get it up the floor. Eckert had it knocked away to the wing. St. Mary's doing a good job here, but Eckert trying to tip up his own miss, and then he's fouled on the second chance opportunity. Boston Eckert to the line for two. St. Mary's foul against Killian McCann. That'll be his second. Team foul number two. And Boston Eckert at the line for the first time here in this game. His first is good. Boy, all six of them. He can step out, hit the three. Great body control in the paint. He's got 12 to lead all scores. First team All-State a year ago. Jace Erla just checked back in for St. Mary's. Second free throw here. This one off the heel strong, but an offensive rebound for Jacob Lewis. And Sterling another opportunity with a 25-19 lead 3 minutes into the second quarter. Left side holding, Jacob Lewis back up top, Wyatt Newberry. He'll navigate to the right elbow and then working it down to the baseline and then a foul going against St. Mary's. That is Ben DeVader with the blocking foul, his second, team foul number three. Blake Smith back into the game here for Sterling. The official here to the scores table right in front of us discussing something. Head coach for St. Mary's, Will Spradling, wondering how that last foul call was made. The officials here, and looks like a cut maybe on the finger of Ben DeVader, so giving him a quick minute here to wrap that up and settle back in on the floor. I think Coach Spradling here is going to burn a 30-second timeout, and that is the case with Ben DeVader needing to wrap up a finger here, but Sterling momentum in this second quarter. 4:53 and counting until the halftime break. Defending champs leading St. Mary's. Our score is 25-19. Again, Ray Penning in studio. Brandon Tamman dialed in here on the Pulse. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, right here on the Pulse and the MSC Sports Radio Network. So the winner moves on to the state championship game, which will be tomorrow night here in Emporia at 6:30. The loser will play at 11 a.m. in the third place game tomorrow morning. In the other semifinal, we'll follow this one featuring Berean Academy and St. Mary's Colgan. And out of the timeout, St. Mary's facing their largest deficit so far at 6, 25-19. Lane Smith about to check back in here for St. Mary's out of the timeout. And Sterling getting that second foul call on Ben DeVader. And he will take a little bit of time off the floor, so that is something to monitor for St. Mary's. Here's Blake Smith backing down, and a shot no good on the block, but another foul going against the Bears. And that's Killian McCann, and that is quickly number three on McCann. That puts Blake Smith at the line to shoot two for Sterling. And his first free throw short, no good. Ben DeVader right back in. He's got two fouls coming out. Killian McCann, he's got three fouls here in the first half. Boston Eckert quickly back in onto the floor as well for the defending champs. Blake Smith trying to go one for two, and he can't do so. He goes 0 for 2, missing both. There's a break caught by St. Mary's. They work it back into the front court, down the middle. Jace Hurley left to right. 4:40 and counting until the half. 25-19, the Sterling lead. Here's Hurley back down left corner. Back high left it goes to DeVader, using an Archer screen, steps into a deep three. This one off the front rim, no good. Here comes Sterling, liking to push the pace. Here's Eckert, little move inside, layup good. Assist by Farney. 14 here in the first half for Boston Eckert. St. Mary's has no answer to the 6'6 first team All-Stater from a year ago. 27-19, Sterling by 8, building on that largest lead here. About the halfway point of the second quarter, DeVader navigating on the right block. He's bumped and fouled. It'll be team foul number two against Sterling. And this one going against Dane Farney, his first. Right now, Boston Eckerd leading the charge for the Black Bears with 14 points here in the first half. And now DeVader coming off the floor with a bloody nose. So first it was a cut finger, now he's bleeding out the nostril. It's been a physical, rough go for Ben DeVader here in this first half. He's got to come out for a short time being. And Cole Hurla will check in, who's been battling some injuries late in the season, but good that St. Mary's has him here in this deep playoff push. Here's Lane Smith on the dribble. 4 minutes in, 4 minutes to go, second quarter. 27-19, Sterling. Here's Smith, lost it underneath, another St. Mary's turnover. Bears wanted a foul, no call, layup in transition, soft touch off the back window. Jacob Lewis, he's got nine, and it's 20-19, Sterling. All the momentum here in this second quarter for the defending champs in the all-white uniforms. Here's Lewis Archer going to work, being guarded by Morris. Now here's Hurla, left wing, going left of an Archer screen. Great pass, Lane Smith. Right corner, three. It's an air ball. Here comes Sterling. Boy, they like to get up the floor quick. Jacob Lewis, he'll go all the way, lay it in with the left hand. St. Mary's has no answer for Sterling when they get up the floor in transition. Timeout Bears. And Will Scrambling has no choice but to stop the bleeding right now. No pun intended. With Ben DeVader dealing with a bloody nose on the sideline. 3:09 to go, first half. Sterling opening it up on St. Mary's. Black Bears 31, St. Mary's 19. We're back in a tight 30 here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Teamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sterling here in this second quarter as they have outscored St. Mary's 17-2 with still 3:09 to go until the halftime break. Sterling down 17-14 after one. The Black Bears right now out and running, leading it. The game right now 31-19. Out of the timeout, there's some kind of issue here. Derek Schneider, the head coach for Sterling, barking at the officials about something. Now they're huddled up. And let's see if we can get some kind of an explanation here. Not sure what the issue is. Ben DeVader trying to check back into the game with toiletries up the right nostril. And they're going to pull DeVader off the floor. And Lane Smith will check in. They're going to say DeVader, I guess, didn't check into the scores table, but not quite sure about all that, and the Bader's going to have to wait till the next dead ball to get in here. About to the three-minute mark left here in this second quarter. Sterling leading it 31-19. St. Mary's got to find some answers here down the stretch, chip away here before the halftime break. Here's Summers, spinning baseline, cut off by a double-team Archer on the right wing. One dribble in. Summers on the back door. A lot of contact, shot no, blocking foul, and free throws coming here for Zach Summers and St. Mary's. And Zane Farney picks up the foul, his second, team third. And that puts Zach Summers at the line here for St. Mary's. Sterling leading it 31-19 at 2:48 to go until the halftime break. Summers has four here in the first half, makes it five. He spins in the first freebie. Had 6 points, four assists, and three rebounds in the win Wednesday in the quarters against TMP. Had a big 15-point effort in the sub-state title win last weekend against Care Paravel. And he goes 2 for 2. And St. Mary's gets some stops here. 2:45 and counting until the halftime break. Sterling leading it by 10. Now St. Mary's jumbling it up on the defensive effort with a zone defense here in the half courts. Right side, Wyatt Newberry on a drive. Off balance shot, hit the 10, fell off. Offensive rebound, stuck up and in by Jacob Lewis. Jacob Lewis at 13. It's 33-21 Sterling. 2:20 to go until the half. Here's DeVader right side navigating. Good defense, though. Being guarded by Newberry. He knocks it away into the backcourt. Chasing down is DeVader. Now Archer between the rings out high. Here's Herla right side. Deep three on the way. Well short. Rebound Black Bears. Now Sterling getting the stops. They want to get up the floor. Here's Boston Eckert left side picking up the dribble on the wing. Skips it right wing. Lake Smith now. Long pass near side corner. It's Jacob Lewis. Goes right back to Smith on the right wing. Three on the way. Swish. Lake Smith has five here in the first half, and Sterling leading it by 15 at 36-21. They have dominated St. Mary's in the second quarter. Under 140 and counting. Here's Summers right side on the wing. Up top Archer, left side Herla. That is Cole Herla. Dribbling one step in, and that pass deflected out of bounds. Looking for a right side corner pass, and Newberry the last to touch it for Sterling. 1:29 left in the second quarter. Sterling 36, St. Mary's 21. Here is Jace Herla. Now short corner. Then DeVader. He's caught in a double team, losing the handle. And a turnover. It's a 3-on-1 break, and that is too easy. As you can do it for Sterling. Jacob Lewis, another two. He's got 15, and it's 38-21 Sterling. And then a three by Jace Herla blocked. And here comes Sterling once again. 3-on-1, Lewis for two. Goodness me, he's got 15 in the quarter, 17 in the half, and Sterling is blowing it open with 54 seconds to go until the half. It is 40-21, and Eckert picks off DeVader. Here we go, layup good, and one. Boston Eckert, 16, a chance for one more, and it's 42-21 Sterling. Yikes. Here comes Lane Smith into the game for St. Mary's. Bears coach Will Spradling pleading to his team to slow it down. Sterling, they are up and down at a different pace in this first half. So Eckert's going to go to the line here. He's got 16. Jacob Lewis has 17. Those two are on a different level in this opening half for the defending champs. Eckert's free throw is good. 2 for 3 at the line here in the first half. Him and Jacob Lewis with a 17 spot each. 43-21 Black Bears. Final 40 seconds. Here's DeVader. Desperation heave. And a deep NBA range three is good by Ben DeVader. Had to have it. Bears have a long way to go. Down 43-24. Shot inside. Getting underneath was Cameron Morris. And he is fouled. He'll shoot two for Sterling. And Zach Summers picking up his second foul. And Cameron Morris off the bench at the free throw line for two here for Sterling. 28 seconds remaining in the half. And the first free throw here is good. First point in the half for Cameron Morris off the bench, a 6'1 junior. 44-24 Sterling. And the second. Good. 45-24 Sterling. Final 25 seconds here of this first half. This second quarter just been controlled on all fronts by the defending champs. And that is the danger of playing this team. 10 seconds to go. It's Jace Herla between the rings. Now Summers right there. 5 seconds to go. They want DeVader. He's being chased by two. He'll fire. Missing. Second chance at the buzzer is short, and that takes us to the halftime break. It was all Sterling in quarter number two, and they lead St. Mary's 45-24 at the halftime break. My goodness. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on The Pulse. Halftime stats are after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Go to the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams. Contact Michelle Martin and her team to help guide you to the right coverages. Call 785-437-2274 or email mmartinagency@amfam.com. Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ray Penning on the ones and twos. Brandon Tamman here courtside in Emporia, Kansas. White Auditorium, great facility to host some state basketball here this weekend. Boys Class 2A semifinal game at the half here on the Pulse. And boy, oh boy, Sterling, the defending champion Black Bears, with as dominant of a quarter as you will see at this state of the season. St. Mary's led 17-14 at the end of the first quarter, but Sterling outscoring St. Mary's 31-7 in the second 8 minutes. And right now, the defending champs leading St. Mary's. It is 45-24 here at the halftime break. Let's go through some of the numbers here. And Sterling's double dip with Jacob Lewis and Boston Eckert, those two have been sensational here in the first half. They both have 17 points. Jacob Lewis, 8 of 11 shooting. Boston Eckert, 6 of 9 shooting, including 3 of 4 from downtown. And those two combining for 34 points in the first half. Blake Smith had 5, and then 2 points apiece from Cam Morris, Wyatt Newberry, and Zane Farney. Ben DeBader leading St. Mary's with 4 threes and 12 points in that first half. Outside of that, they got 6 from Zach Summers, 4 from Lewis Archer, and 2 from Killian McCann. Well, let's look at the shooting numbers. How about this? Second quarter numbers, when it was 17-14, St. Mary's after one, Sterling shoots 12 of 17 from the floor in the second quarter. That's north of 70%, and they just dominated that second period. In the first half, Sterling 17 of 28 shooting. That is nearly 61%. They were 4 of 8 from downtown and 7 of 12 at the free throw line. St. Mary's in the first quarter shot 7 of 13, including 3 of 6 from downtown. But the second quarter, St. Mary's just 1 for 8 and 1 for 6 from 3. Overall, St. Mary's in that first half, 8 of 21 shooting, 38.1%. They were 4 of 12 from 3-point range and a perfect 4 for 4 at the free throw line. Sterling the advantage, 24-6 in points in the paint, 10-0 the advantage in points off turnovers. The game was tied 3 times, and there were 2 lead changes in the first half. Sterling 45, St. Mary's 24. We'll continue our halftime coverage right after this here on 96.9 The Pulse.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Teamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Once again, you're dialed in here on the Pulse as you're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Alongside Ray Penning in the Pulse studios, Brandon Tabman here courtside at White Auditorium in Emporia, Kansas, site of Emporia State University basketball. And right now for St. Mary's, they're going to have a lot of work to do in the second half. Defending champ Sterling, 31-7 advantage in the second quarter, turning a three-point deficit into a 45-24 halftime lead over the Bears. Jacob Lewis and Boston Eckert have combined for 34 points in the first half for Sterling. Ben DeVader, 12 points and four threes, leading the charge for the Bears. But St. Mary's, again, a lot of work to do and just 16 minutes to go. Sterling 45, St. Mary's 24, a final 60-second timeout. Second half coming your way next here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your Internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dialed in here on the Pulse as you're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tabman with you. Well, the defending champs, Sterling Black Bears in the 2A class in control, leading 5-seed, number 9 ranked St. Mary's. As we go to the second half, it is 45-24, and the Black Bears absolute controlled both sides of the floor in that second period, outscoring St. Mary's 31-7, turning a three-point first quarter deficit into right now a 21-point sizable margin as we have switched sides of the floor. And St. Mary's, the opening possession, a lot of work to do. Here we go. Trip to the state title game is on the line, and a double dribble is going to be called against Zach Summers and make it eight turnovers in the game here for St. Mary's. So certainly not a good way to start it. And another crazy stat about Sterling in that first half, they had zero turnovers in the first 16 minutes. Incredibly impressive. They have their first offensive touchdown from left to right here in the third quarter. Here is a cutting Blake Smith. Couldn't get it to go, but an offensive rebound corralled by Jacob Lewis. And a second chance all the way, diving in from the left corner. That shot no good. Saved underneath by Summers, but threw it right to Farney. Here's a three by Blake Smith. Front rim, no. Finally, trying to get that rebound, Lewis Archer at St. Mary's finally getting the stop. Here's Killian McCann. He'll go baseline. Cut off. Good defense by Smith. Now Lewis Archer, left wing, nearly had it knocked away. He'll dive in from the left wing. Lobs a pass, right corner. McCann, triple, yes. Killian McCann, his first three of the game. He's got five. 45-27 Sterling, 60 seconds gone by, third quarter. A lot more of those you need if you're St. Mary's here in the second half, but they need to get stops as well. Right side pass, wide open. Newberry, three, it's off the heel. Rebound St. Mary's. Here's Jace Hurla. Angles left into the front court. Now Ben DeVader. Backing out left wing. They got knocked to the floor. Good defense there by Newberry. Now Jace Hurla again. Little jab fake being guarded by Jacob Lewis. DeVader down low. Going to work. Eckert on Archer. Off the window. Left hand. Lewis Archer plus two. 6 points for Lewis Archer. A little 5-0 spurt here for St. Mary's. It's 45-29. About 2 minutes into the third quarter. Wide open. Newberry left side three. This one is short. And St. Mary's another rebound. St. Mary's a little bit of momentum here in this third quarter. But still down 16, 2 minutes in. Here's Archer, waist-high dribbles at the right hand, trying to hand it off to DeVader. It's stolen at midcourt. Here comes Wyatt Newberry. And that's what they do. They get out and run in transition. Easy layup for Newberry. He's got four. 47-29 Sterling. 5:50 to go, third quarter. In between the rings out high, Zach Summers. Holds it waist high, puts it on the deck, nearly walked with it, nearly threw it away, but down low it goes to McCann on the block, and then looking for DeVader, and again, great defense, Wyatt Newberry comes away with a steal, bouncing it back to Eckert, layup good. Great find by Newberry, and Eckert has 19 in the game. Lead back to 20, 49-29 Sterling, 2.5 minutes into the third quarter. Here's Ben DeVader, 4 threes and 12 points to lead the Bears in that first half. Lewis Archer up top, now in the right side corner, pulling up Summers, missing one from 18, and a foul going to be called against Sterling on the rebound attempt. I think they get Zane Farney here, they do, that is his third, and team foul number one on the Black Bears here in the second half. That'll bring back Cameron Morris into the game. And St. Mary's will throw it in underneath, trailing by 20. Here's DeVader on the right side corner, going baseline, good defense, cut off on a double team. Now Archer, left side, McCann, triple on the way, well short, just barely grazed the rim, but fighting for the long rebound was Zach Summers. Another chance, McCann in the corner for three, he got that one to go. 2 threes and 8 points for Killian McCann, and it's 49-32 Sterling. 4:47 to go, third quarter. Here's Boston Eckert, left side on the wing. Straight away it goes. Zane Farney goes to work. Attacking the rack. Kicks it left. Eckert now driving in. Not making it up close. Fighting for his own rebound. He's 6'6". He can do that. Trying to force another one up. Four blue jerseys around him. It doesn't matter. Boston Eckert for two. He's got a game high 21 points. 51-32 Sterling. 4:20 and counting. Third quarter. Here is Zach Summers. Can St. Mary's find a way to get it back to anywhere from 10 to 15 before we go to the fourth quarter? Ben DeVader, quick trigger, right corner, short on a three, and then a foul on Archer against St. Mary's on the rebound attempt. That'll be his second, and Sterling will get it back going left to right. Blake Smith back into the game here for Sterling. Landon DeVader's going to check in here for St. Mary's as well. He'll take the spot of Archer, who just picked up his second foul. 4:07 to go, third quarter. It is Sterling 51, St. Mary's 32. And Sterling will get it into Blake Smith. He'll walk it down the middle of the floor, left to right, picked up at the midcourt line by McCann. Right side, Eckert. Now it's Newberry, dribbling back into the left corner. Thought about a baseline drive. Instead, Smith on the wing. He'll dive in. St. Mary's fans wanted an offensive foul. Instead, it's Ben DeVader picking up his third. Second team foul on St. Mary's in this third period. Lane Smith is going to check back into the game here for the Bears. And for now, Will Stradling will take Alpin DeVader with the two fouls here. Just past the halfway point here in the third quarter. They lob it into Eckert, and he's just that much taller than everybody else. He just drops it in from above the rim. Eckert's got 23, and the lead back to 21. 53-32 Sterling. Their largest lead late in the first half at 22. Here's Jay Turla getting it back near midcourt. Zach Spurs near side. Once again, St. Mary's fans wanting a foul. Right side three. It's in there for Jay Turla. First basket in this semifinal game for Jay Turla makes it 53-35 Sterling at 3:16 and counting third quarter. Here's Eckert left side on the wing. Straight away, Newberry. He'll attack. That should be an offensive foul. It is. Great job by Killian McCann to step in, settle in, and take that heat. Turnover by Sterling. And again, that one going against Newberry, his first. He'll come off the floor. Zane Farney right back in for him. 53-35, Sterling by 18 points at just north of 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. Berean Academy, St. Mary's Colgan, the other semifinal playing right after this one here on this floor. That pass, looking for Summers inside, and it's a steal for Eckert. 6-6 going all the way, and he'll score it. Floating inside the free throw line, and he nestles it in there. He's got 25. He's been unstoppable. 55-35, lead back to 20 for Sterling. Lane Smith, baseline drive, cut off by Eckert. Good defense. Now Hurla back up top. A little bit more to the right side on the wing. One dribble left between the legs, keeping that dribble alive, being guarded by Lewis. And now another turnover forced, but out of bounds was Zane Farney after the steal. So it goes turnover v. turnover. And St. Mary's gets it back here in the front court, trailing by 20 at 2:27 left in this third period. Summers to trigger it in, does so near midcourt to Landon DeVader. Hands it off to Jay Serlo right there, two steps in front of midcourt. Looking for a high post touch. Now push back to the left wing. Perla right side on the floor. Back up top here to Killian McCann. McCann on the dribble. Hands it off here to Summers. Gets left elbow. Left side pass. Lane Smith a three. Left it short from the corner. And here comes Sterling. They want to get out. Three on two. Eckert all the way. Hanging. Can't hit it. Fighting for the rebound inside. Ripped away by St. Mary's. And a travel going against St. Mary's. Boy, he was hounded. It was Zach Summers. Thought he was fouled. Instead, the Bears turn it over. You can probably hear the St. Mary's fans behind me not agreeing with that call in any way, shape, or form. So Sterling will throw it in underneath. At 1:57 to go here in the third quarter, they lead it 55-35. Defending champs. Inside, Eckert layup good. They can't mark him on the inbounds, and Boston Eckert has 27. 57-35. Sterling now tied for their largest lead of the game at 22. Here's Archer, left side on the wing, trying to go to work on Eckert. Can't do so. Baseline drive by McCann. Lost it. Ball on the deck. Kicked out of bounds. Last touch by the Black Bears. Boy, this Sterling team just so good, so athletic at all five positions. Been running man-to-man the entire way, switching mostly all screens throughout. That's how athletic they are. And St. Mary's not been able to find much consistency really since that first quarter on the offensive end. Here's Landon DeVader in the corner. Now Archer right side on the wing. Hands it off to Jace Hurla right there. Little jab step. Floats it in. 10-foot shot. No at the right hand. Tipped out of bounds. And last touch by the Black Bears. Down to 1:24 left in this third quarter. 57-35 Sterling in front. Blake Smith back into the game. He'll take the spot of Cam Morris. Lewis Archer will throw it in for St. Mary's. Left side of his own backboard. Dumps it into that left side corner. Landon DeVader. Now Lane Smith up top. Jace Hurla left wing. Wants a post touch here. Archer, a couple of dribbles. Little baby hook with the right hand is off the heel. Pretty decent look. Eckert the rebound. And he keeps it on the dribble into the front court. Back up top, diving in, Blake Smith, now left wing. Smith, back up top, little jab fake, he'll attack, scoop it up with the right hand, no good. Rebound Lewis Archer for St. Mary's. Under a minute to go in the third, 57-35 Sterling. Bears get it back into the front court here. Got a lot of work to do. They want to come back in this game. Near steal on the perimeter, chasing it near side. Killian McCann on the wing. And now whistle and a timeout going to be called here by Will Spradling at St. Mary's. Believe it is a 30, and that is the case, so we'll keep it right here. 43.5 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Sterling, the defending 2A champs, leading St. Mary's in this semifinal game, 57-35. Again, thanks to Ray Penning. Always appreciate it when Big Ray is on the ones and the twos. Brandon Tabman here, courtside at Emporia. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. Well, again, this Sterling team, they've been so good. They were down 3 to the Bears at the end of that first quarter. It was 17-14, but Sterling with a 31-7 run in the second 8 minutes to lead the game by 21 at halftime. They have simply just kept it at about that margin. Right now it's 22, tied for the largest lead for the defending champs in this game, and we're under a minute to go here in this third quarter. Sterling being led by first-team All-State selection Boston Eckert with 27 points. Jacob Lewis has 17 as well. Ben DeVader leading St. Mary's. He has not scored in the second half, but he's got 4 threes and 12 points. Here's Jace Hurla. Going to get to Zach Summers. Now DeVader. Right corner, 3! Make it 5 triples for Ben DeVader. He's got 15. All-time leader in career threes in St. Mary's boys basketball history, adding to his total. 57-38 Sterling, final 25 seconds of this third quarter. Head coach Derek Schneider says let's play for the final shot here. Near midcourt, Wyatt Newberry on the dribble. Backing off Ben DeVader. Sterling ready to set it up. 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. Still about 45 feet straight away. Now Newberry steps in. He'll just fire a 3. This one off the heel. Eckert, the offensive rebound. Fade away, Jay. No, it's a buzzer from the right baseline. And that takes us to the end of the third quarter in this boys 2A semifinal battle. Defending champs, Sterling leading St. Mary's 57-38. Fourth quarter action in 60 seconds here on 96.9 The Pulse.
When you need surgery, you want expert care close to home. At Community Healthcare System, our skilled surgical team provides a wide range of procedures using advanced technology and a patient-centered approach. From preparation through recovery, our team is focused on your comfort, safety, and the best possible outcome. The care that you need, the team that you trust, right here in your community. Talk with your provider about surgical services at Community Healthcare System or visit chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, high-quality care close to home.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Minutes left for St. Mary's. They're trailing the defending champ Sterling here in this semifinal bout in Emporia, 57-38. Sterling opening possession, Eckert inside, count it, and one. No answer for the 6'6", first-team All-State selection, Boston Eckert. He has got a game-high 29 points and a chance for a 30-piece here with a free throw on the way. Foul going against Archer. That's his third. First on St. Mary's here in the fourth quarter. Eckert knocks in the free throw. He has got a 30 spot tonight in this semifinal on the lead back to 22. It's 60-38, 20 seconds into the fourth quarter. First possession on offense here for St. Mary's in the fourth quarter. Ben DeVader trying to shimmy his way baseline, launching a pass left wing, nobody home, and out of bounds for a turnover. They had Cole Hurla in the left corner and Jace Hurla more up top, and Ben DeVader trying to navigate through the trees, thought someone was on the left wing, but nobody home. Split the difference for that turnover. So Sterling back with Eckert. Steps into the left elbow. Back into the corner it goes. Wyatt Newberry. Eckert a 3. This one out there left wing. Rebound off the 10 by Jace Hurla. Here comes St. Mary's from right to left. They trail Sterling by 22. Archer baseline left. Kicks it out. Jace Hurla in the corner. He'll go baseline. He'll lob one up. He'll float it in. Nice touch for Jace Hurla. He's got 5 in the game. 60-40. Sterling, 7 minutes to go in the game. You can tell Sterling wants to slow down the pace a touch. This 20-point lead early in the fourth. Here's Wyatt Newberry. Now a beautiful backdoor and a layup good for Zane Farney. Nobody home at the rim. Farney's got four. 62-40. Sterling by 22. 6:40 to go in the game. Here's Cole Hurla. He'll drive. Shot is good. And the foul. Cole Hurla gets his first bucket in this semifinal game. 62-42 and a chance for one more. That is the fourth foul on Zane Farney. He'll come out. Cameron Morris will check in for him. Right now it's a 20-point lead for Sterling. Cole Hurla is at the line. Cole Hurla battling some injuries late in the season, but getting some time here late. He missed the free throw. Rebound Sterling. 20-point Black Bears lead. 90 seconds gone by in this fourth and final quarter. Here's Eckert again going to work. Little hop step. Shot off the window. No. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up and in. Counted and one. He is unstoppable again. 32 points for Boston Eckert. And another three-point play opportunity here in the fourth quarter. 64-42 Black Bears. Here is the shot. And it's good by Eckert. He has got 33 in the game. We're running out of space on the spot chart here. 65-42, Black Bears, their largest lead at 23. About 2 minutes into the fourth quarter, Jace Hurla turns it over on the perimeter. Here comes Sterling, and then Eckert lost it. And getting it right back with a steal is Jace Hurla. Up the floor, DeVader, nice move. Layup good. Ben DeVader, 17 here for St. Mary's, 65-44. Sterling by 21 with under 6 minutes to go in the game. Here's Jacob Lewis up top. Blake Smith. He'll back his way down. He'll get one up close and then a foul on St. Mary's. Free throws coming. Foul going against Cole Hurla. That is his first team foul number 3 here in the fourth quarter. That's going to put Blake Smith at the line to shoot 2. Blake Smith, a 6-foot senior, second team All-State last season. He's got 5 points here in this game, and he knocks in the free throw here. Killian McCann checking back in here for St. Mary's, taking the spot of Jace Hurla. 66-44, Black Bears. Second free throw. This one good as well. Well, just watching this Sterling team in this one game, it appears they just don't really have any weaknesses. 67-44, 23-point lead for the defending champs at 5.5 minutes to go. DeVader right side three, well short. Here comes Sterling. Traditional 3-on-2 break. Eckert gets it, scoops it up and in. 35 points for Boston Eckert. As right back up the floor, McCann fired a three short from the right wing. Here comes Sterling. 69-44, their largest lead of the game. And they'll slow it down here in the front court. Left side, Newberry on the wing. Blake Smith straight away. Eckert on a drive. And a hand check foul going against Lewis Archer. It's team foul number 4, so the final 5-plus minutes, Sterling going to be in the bonus. Zane Farney back into the game. Also checking in on the side of St. Mary's, Landon DeVader. Eckert gets a breather. And on the other side for St. Mary's, Lewis Archer grabbing some pine here. Again, that foul going against Archer. He's got 4. Missed shot inside off the inbounds play. Here comes St. Mary's from right to left. 69-44. Sterling in control with 5 minutes to go. Here's Killian McCann curling around the arc, diving in, hesitates, shot no, couldn't bank it home, and a rebound for Sterling. Cameron Morris hands it off to Blake Smith, who walks it into the front court from left to right, 4:41 and counting left in this one. Now Sterling again have been blowing out opponents all season. Dominated Douglas 77-29 in the opener on Wednesday. And right now they lead St. Mary's by 25 here in the semifinals late. An incredible stretch for the Black Bears basketball program. There's a tough floater right baseline that's good for Jacob Lewis. He's got 19, his first points here in the second half. 71-44 Black Bears, and now Sterling gets a steal up top with Blake Smith. Sterling now, it's just only a matter of time, and at the halfway point here of the fourth quarter, 71-44 their lead. It gets on a cut, Jacob Lewis backed out into the left corner, out of bounds, last touch by St. Mary's. Couple subs in both ways, Zach Wohler, and also Kipton Smith. So Sterling bringing on some late bench players here. With 3:49 to go, they lead at 71-44. Sterling might be pulling some of their starters here with a few minutes to go. Here is Blake Smith, post move no on the left block. Had a pretty decent look. St. Mary's now the other way. Lane Smith all the way, and he'll draw a foul. He'll shoot two. St. Mary's fans saying about time on the call to the officials there. That foul going against Kipton Smith, a freshman who has checked in here for Sterling. And again, this puts Lane Smith at the line to shoot two. First free throw short for Lane Smith. We'll see Aiden Waters into the game here for the Bears. He will take the spot of Ben DeVader. 3:39 left, 71-44 Sterling. Lane Smith trying to go one for two, and he's able to do so. First point in this game for Lane Smith, the 6-foot senior. 71-45, defending champs in complete control. 3.5 minutes to go in the game. More subs in, next dead ball here for Sterling. They get it on the left side block. Good defense down low, getting his own rebound, Cam Morris, and then he had it knocked away again. Ball still on the deck, out of bounds on the baseline, and it'll be Sterling basketball. Logan Isaac checking in here for Sterling. Also into the game, Davis Thompson. And Will Spradley going to bring on a late bench player as well here, Parker Heim, a 6'1 junior. So both teams kind of calling off the dogs here with still over 3 minutes to go. Right side pass, Zach Wohler thought about a three instead of top Kipton Smith. He had it knocked away and a steal by Parker Heim. Here's Heim into the front court for St. Mary's, dribbling on the right wing. Waters up top with it. 3 minutes to go, 71-45 our score. Right side of the floor, Parker Heim. Hop step in the lane, fadeaway, Jay kissing it off the window. Parker Heim is in the book here in this state semifinal for St. Mary's. 71-47 Black Bears. 2:45 to go. Left side, Davis Thompson. Up top, Zach Wohler. Wohler driving, float, no. It was high off the window. Fighting for the rebound, St. Mary's coming away with it with Aiden Waters. Into the front court, Lane Smith. That pass near side. Parker Heim, a three. That's an air ball. It goes over. Smith saving it and threw it off at Kipton Smith and out of bounds. Good hustle there, Lane Smith. St. Mary's will keep. They'll bring on a couple more subs. Mason Mayhew will check in. And Declan Freeman as well. So again, both teams calling off the dogs with 2:23 to go. Sterling's lead is 71-47. Here's Parker Heim for St. Mary's on the right wing. One triple left. Back up to Aiden Waters. Waters going to work. He'll get in the lane. He'll draw a foul. It's going to be on the floor. Just the third foul on Sterling here in the fourth quarter. And they get the foul here on Davis Thompson. That is his first. As I mentioned, team foul number three. Another sub in. Eckley Eckert, a 6'1 sophomore. Checking in here for Sterling. He'll take the spot of Cameron Morris. Here's a right side three. Aiden Waters, a little bit strong. They set it up for him. Good look, but a little bit too much on it. Here comes Sterling back into the front court, leading at 71-47. 2 minutes to go in this one. So Sterling will have an opportunity tomorrow night to defend their Class 2A state title from a year ago. And what a run it's been for the Black Bears. Here's a baseline drive. Davis Thompson skips it back up top. Kipton Smith, right side of the floor. Logan Isaac on the dribble. Davis Thompson, high floater in the lane is good off the window. Davis Thompson gets his first bucket with 90 seconds to go. 73-47 Black Bears. Here's Aiden Waters with it. Right side, Landon DeVader. Spins inside the three-point line. Hands it off to a cutter. Mayhew turning around. Couldn't get it to go. Ball deflected to the perimeter. And a scrum forward. I think it's a tie-up here. And the possession arrow is going to keep it here with St. Mary's as we're down to a minute 16. Sterling's lead 73-47. So here is Aiden Waters again. Goes right of a screen up top. Landed to Bader, baseline, and he kisses it off the window up close. First bucket in this game for Landon DeVader. Makes it 73-49 with a minute to go. So St. Mary's will play in the third place game tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. We'll have it for you here on 96.9 The Pulse. Left side of the floor, Davis Thompson straight away. Kipton Smith, his three rejected. Running at him was Parker Heim. He'll take it coast to coast. He'll miss the layup, but a foul called. And Parker Heim, what a play there for him. Blocks the three-pointer, catches it, running in transition, he'll draw a foul. That foul going against Kipton Smith, his second. Both teams four fouls each with 42 seconds remaining in the game. Parker Heim at the line for two. And his first free throw well short. We'll see David Myers, a 5'9 sophomore. Another late sub in here for Sterling. Sterling head coach Derek Schneider, reigning 2A coach of the year, having to love his team's performance. As Heim misses both free throws, and Sterling back up the way left to right, 73-49, they lead it. 34 seconds remaining in the game. David Myers on a drive, losing inside, picked off by St. Mary's, a steal for Landon DeVader. Here's Parker Heim, final 23 seconds of this one. Here's a right side three, Aiden Waters puts it down, the 5'10 junior in the book for the Bears. 73-52, final 13 seconds. Sterling fans on their feet believing they can win, and that is the case here in this one. Final 4 seconds, run it off the clock, and that is all she said and wrote in this one here tonight. The number one seed and number one ranked Sterling Black Bears are back in the Class 2A state championship game. They'll defend their title tomorrow night against either Berean Academy or St. Mary's Colgan. St. Mary's will play in the 11 o'clock window tomorrow morning in the third place game, which we'll have here on the polls. But the final score here in this 2A semifinal, defending champs, Sterling 73, St. Mary's 52. 3 minute timeout. We'll get you wrapped up and get you all the stats when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Teamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. If you want genetics that adds pounds and profit, it's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at RinkusCattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
It's the fourth quarter, and your life's moving fast. The clock is ticking on your financial future. But wait, here comes Coach Craig with Game Plan Financial. With 26 years of experience, he's drawing up the financial game plan to help protect your family, grow your savings, and prepare for retirement. And here's the big news, Topeka. Prudential finally has a local agent back in the game. So don't go into the financial season without a coach. Call Coach Craig today with Game Plan Financial and start building your winning financial game plan.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency,
we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Greet. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Greet Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, dominant display here in this one on the polls. Number one seed, number one ranked, the Sterling Black Bears. Defending champs, as we have mentioned throughout the broadcast. A big-time win over the St. Mary's Bears here in Emporia inside White Auditorium. Ray Penning, Brandon Tevin here on the polls. Again, 73-52 Sterling as they advance to the state championship game tomorrow night. And the other semifinal is the next game up here. So the winner of Berean Academy and St. Mary's Colgan will get the defending champ Sterling tomorrow night. And, of course, right here on the polls tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., we'll have the St. Mary's boys here in the third-place game at White Auditorium as they will take on the loser of that game between Berean Academy and St. Mary's Colgan. Again, the final score is 73-52. Just waiting on the final stats here. We'll get you those here in a moment. But scoring-wise, boy, Sterling and Boston Eckert, the 6'6 senior, first-team All-State, would guarantee it another first-team All-State nod coming his way. He was averaging 22 points and 7 rebounds a game coming into the state tournament here against St. Mary's. In this semifinal game tonight, he poured in a game-high 35 points. He had 17 at the half. He closes with 35 in the game. Jacob Lewis for Sterling had 19 points. Blake Smith had 7. Outside of that, for Sterling, they had 4 apiece from Zane Farney and Wyatt Newberry, and also 2 points apiece from Davis Thompson and Cameron Morris off the bench. For St. Mary's, again, their loss here in this semifinals puts their record at 20-8 overall. Should mention Sterling still unbeaten, now 27-0. Ben DeVader led St. Mary's, as he has for the majority of this season. 17 points. He knocked 5 threes down in the game. As outside of that, 8 points from Killian McCann, 6 points apiece from Zach Summers and Lewis Archer. Jace Hurlis scored 5, 3 points from Aiden Waters. They got 2 points apiece from Parker Heim, Landon DeVader, and Cole Herlup, and then 1 point in the game as well in the fourth quarter from Lane Smith. Sterling points in the paint. Their advantage over St. Mary's in this game, 48-16. 18-2 was their advantage in points off turnovers. Again, the big one was the second quarter. Sterling trailed by 3 at the end of 1, but blew it open with a 31-7 advantage in that second quarter, and they just kept it at arm's length the rest of the way. 27-26, St. Mary's actually out-rebounding Sterling in this game by 1. But you look at the turnovers, St. Mary's committed 18 turnovers in the game, just 4 for Sterling. So very disciplined and very good in that aspect of the game. We mentioned the 33 points for Boston Eckert. Hit 13 of 19 shots. He was 3 of 4 from 3 and 4 of 5 from the free throw line. He added 7 rebounds and 3 assists and 3 steals as the Sterling defense collected 12 steals in the game. Jacob Lewis with his 19 points also added 7 rebounds and 4 assists. Shooting numbers in this game. And Sterling, they were so efficient. 29 of 54, good for 53.7%. They were 4 of 13 from 3, good for 31%. And Sterling, 11 of 17 in the game from the free throw line at 64.7%. St. Mary's in the game, they were 42% from the floor, 19 of 45 shooting. Bears were 9 of 24 from 3, good for 37.5%. And St. Mary's just 5 of 8 at the free throw line, good for 62.5%. But again, the difference in this one, that second quarter, that 31-7 advantage for Sterling, that was really the difference, because the other three quarters pretty much even Stevens, as that was really a big-time difference for Sterling, as they shot 70% in the second quarter compared to just 12% for St. Mary's in that second 8 minutes. Obviously a key cog in this Sterling run as they win it here tonight over St. Mary's 73-52. So again, a lot to dissect. St. Mary's, they're going to have a very quick turnaround. They'll be right back inside Wide Auditorium tomorrow morning to take on the loser of the upcoming game here between Berean Academy and St. Mary's Colgan. So again, we'll have that for you 11 a.m. tomorrow morning right here on the Pulse pregame shortly before. But St. Mary's will fight for third place here in the 25-26 season in the boys 2A classification. Want to thank Ray Penning, our studio producer here on the Pulse. Sterling fighting for a second consecutive state championship tomorrow night. But we'll have St. Mary's in the third place game beginning at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. Right now, that opponent TBD. It'll be Berean Academy or St. Mary's Colgan. So again, the final one last time here on the Pulse for tonight. We wrap things up as Sterling wins it 73-52 over St. Mary's. You've been listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. For Ray Penning, I'm Brandon Tam, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning right here on 96.9 The Pulse.